Hi there.
Yeah, hi there. What can I do for you?
Hey, it's Melissa Smith from the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, thanks for calling back.
Yeah, I got your message. So you broke in your house, huh?
Yeah, I think what had happened was that, you know, my sister, well, she lives with down there, had called me and my little brother from the house, I guess it was whenever, the day after or later that morning. Mm-hmm. And when I got home Saturday, I started looking at stuff, and, you know, I'd been thinking, I guess he had to either come in the 11th or the 13th.
Why do you think?
Well, because of our neighbors across the street said that she had seen him the 11th. And across the street from us said that she had seen him the 12th around the area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I got home, I looked in my printer bin of my computer setup, and apparently someone had accessed my mail, email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my password's already, I had one of those things, don't forget my password so you can sign on automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the emails were opened, and at the bottom it said July 13th, Tuesday, July 13th. And also, apparently he came up and took a shower because there's a towel on the bathroom floor. And I have one of those massage things that we got from my father when we used to bathe them. And that was set different than what I had. And also, I had a phone in the rear portion of the house, which was in my mother's old room with a an extension that apparently he had taken the phone into the bathroom in case he got a call, which he does down at my sister's house.
Okay.
And let's see, also...
How would he have gotten into the house?
How he gotten in the house?
Mm-hmm.
What had happened is I left the front room window open, and I thought my sister would close it because she was coming up, and she has a house key, and she would deposit the mail inside, but apparently she missed it. When she called me up, she said the screen was, you know, off, basically ajar, and it was. I had to reset it. It's one of those
screens. That's not how you left it?
No. No.
So it was totally off, or?
Well, you know, it looked like it had gone off and somebody tried to replace it but didn't know how to replace it because it's one of those spring clip ones.
Mm.
And it takes some doing, you know, some effort to do it. And not saying anything negative about Jed, but I don't think he has the effort or the, you know, brains to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not being derogatory.
Yeah.
Just my nephew. And also, apparently he had searched my drawers because my brother, who passed away at the house this last January, the coroner took the license, but they left his wallet here, and his wallet had $100. And, you know, I was keeping it basically as a memento, and I put the wallet in the bottom of my one of my dresser drawers, and the $100 was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what else? Oh, and there was a cigarette butt in the ashtray by the computer. I don't smoke, but it was his brand, and there was an empty pack of his cigarettes.
Did you throw any of that stuff out, did you?
Shredder basket. Pardon?
Did you throw any of that stuff out?
No, it's still here.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to send a unit out there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and are you going to be home for a little while?
I'll probably be back within 45 minutes, if that's all right.
What's your address? Okay, why don't you do me a favor? Can you call me when you get back, and I'll send them over when you get home?
Sure, and what do you want now? Just a cigarette butt?
Oh, the cigarette. I want you to tell him exactly what you're telling me about him. You know, obviously, did he have permission to be in your house?
No.
Okay. Did you have any ammo anywhere?
Ammo?
Yeah.
Well, the ammo that I had that I got his gun is still up in the car, my car in South Lake Tahoe, which my little brother borrowed and is driving. There was some loose ammo in my brother's... my brother that just passed away, he had some 38 ammo, according to my little brother. I hadn't looked for it. I don't know if it's there or not or where.
Where would it have been, in the house?
It would have been in the house in one of my brother's dresser drawers.
Okay. If you could maybe look to see if there's any, so we could at least maybe compare it, see if he did get it from the house. I don't know if there's any more of it anymore.
Sure. I'm not too certain yet, but I may have had some ammo, 38 ammo. 357 magnums, but our target ammo was 38, but that would have been old-ass ammo, I mean, over 20 years.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll give it a look, and then I'll give you a call when I get back.
Okay, Greg.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1:56 p.m. on July 19th, 2004, phone conversation with Jed Temple's uncle.